Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you once again, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We're on Friday afternoons helping business owners create the life and the business that they've always dreamed of. And one of those areas that business owners have to deal with today is the topic of our next segment, and that's the Affordable Care Act and how they're going to comply with that and how they're going to effectively provide benefits for their employees. So we've got a real expert with us. We've got Minda Wilson from Affordable Healthcare Review. She's going to talk about what business owners need to know about healthcare compliance under the Affordable Care Act. So, Minda, thanks for being on the show. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great.
That's great. Thanks. This is a big topic for everybody out there. It's been obviously, 4 years now that this has been passed into law, and some of the major parts of it are going into effect January 1st. Before we get into that specifically, why don't you give a little bit about your background and how you got to where you're at today?
Well, like many of your listeners, I was an entrepreneur in the healthcare field, and I got interested in the Affordable Care Act because I was looking at healthcare for my business once the act was passed. And after I sold my business at the end of 2012, I was, as part of my investigation, I just got so upset and concerned that I just felt that there was a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of people trying to sell you services that weren't telling you the truth about the services that they were selling, and it just made me angry. So I set up this Affordable Healthcare Review, which is a nonprofit organization to help businesses sort of manage through the healthcare maze and give accurate information to people that want it.
Oh, that's great. So it's a nonprofit that's just purely educational. I mean, you're just doing a review and educating them. You're not selling them health insurance, correct?
Nope. We don't sell anything we don't even sell our advice. So we just try to give people the best information so that they can make intelligent and informed decisions.
Wow. So how do you do that then? Tell us a little bit about, a little more specific about your organization and how you get that message out there.
We have a monthly newsletter that people can subscribe to. It's free, of course, which is everybody's favorite word.
Right.
And then we have an inquiry line through the website that people can send us questions, and then we do our best to answer them. And we get back the answers to the questions, and if it's something we feel that a lot of people would benefit from knowing, we put the information in our newsletter and then send it to the people that we've been corresponding with. So it's a great way to get information where you can rely on the answer that you're getting. And if we don't know, we let people know we don't know.
Some things haven't been figured out yet. Right, exactly. There's a lot of it that they're still trying to figure out, correct?
Right. The government hasn't figured out. So, for example, the IRS came out with penalties for income tax for people who didn't have health care. They finally figured out what the penalties would be, but the penalties that they're assessing are inconsistent with the law. So they're going to have to look at them again. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me, but that is frustrating, and it's nice to have an unbiased source of expertise to be able to go to. So let's talk for our business owner listeners. Let's talk about what we do know and what are the things that they are definitely going to have to deal with. So what's going to happen next year as it relates to healthcare that business owners need to be aware of?
Okay, so for For the most part, it should be clear that business owners do not have to provide health care for their employees. There is no requirement that any business provide health care. Now, there are fines for larger businesses that don't provide health care, but those are not being imposed at the present time. So, and we don't know when they'll be reinstated.
Hmm. So January 1st, when you say larger businesses, how do you define larger businesses? 100 employees and more?
Well, it depends on the business, but the mandate scales in. So eventually it's 50 employees or more, but it's at 250, I believe is the number. I can look it up and get it back to you.
Well, that's great. So a good sized business, but I don't have to provide health care for my employees and there's no fine being assessed?
Yes, and in fact, not only do you not have to provide it, but you only get fined if the employees that you don't sign up for health care for get health care through the exchange. So there's no fine if they get health care through an alternative means. So what a lot of employees are doing is they're setting up sort of like benefit plans where they give the employees a certain amount of money, and then they can use that money to buy health care.
Interesting. Huh. So, you know, what does my business need to do to be in compliance, though? I mean, there are things that are being implemented. There's obviously a lot of time and money that have gone into Obamacare.
Right.
What is it that I do need to do to be compliant?
There's a lot of reporting, actually, that you're required to do. And I have a checklist that people can email me and request that says, you know, what documents you have to send in and when they're required. So it's mostly that. You know, that's it. You have to give notices to your employees about their health care options when you employ them. You have to give them annual notices. You have to provide certain information to the IRS about your employees. You have to have certain systems in place for monitoring health care. You have to report health care on their health care dollars that you spend for them on their W-2s. And there's a whole litany of things that you have to do.
That's a lot. So basically, though, if I get your checklist, it's going to lay out what I need to do and
you
how
just
I
check
need
them
to
off.
Comply. There you go.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, you send me an email and you get an answer back.
That's great. I mean, how are you funded, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, I don't want
well,
me,
I,
not
I,
trying
I
to be too
specific.
Money,
I use the money from the sale of my business. I put a big chunk of it into this. I was so outraged. You know, sometimes in your life, you're fortunate and you see something that's just really not right. And you just want to take steps in your own small way to remedy the situation. And basically that's what I've done.
Wow.
So,
that's a real gift back to business owners. I don't think I've heard of too many people doing that before. I mean, many people give to charities rather facelessly, but to really see a problem and put your money and your time and effort and expertise into solving it, I think is really unique, Minda. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think we all feel that, you know, small businesses, medium-sized businesses are the backbone of this country. The large businesses can afford to buy, you know, as much help as they need. And, you know, you owe a debt to the people that helped you become who you became. So, anyway.
Well, that's
enough
awesome.
Of my soapbox.
Well, no, but that's what this show is. The show is a soapbox, Minda. That's what it is. But that's great, and it's just I think if more people had that sort of approach, the world would be a better place. So once again, congratulations. But let's get back to healthcare and some of these myths that you're clearing up and some of the misinformation that you're getting rid of out there. So,
okay, so
you know,
so
with,
let
with,
me talk
go
a little
ahead.
Bit about not offering health care, though, because under the law, owners cannot provide a health care policy for themselves that they don't offer to the rest of their employees. So I need to make that clear. Like, they can privately provide a policy for themselves, but they can't through their business have a policy, have a benefit that's exclusively provided for them. So I think that's something else people need to know. So if you're going to provide a healthcare benefit for yourself, you have to provide it for everyone.
So based on what you know right now, if I've got a business with 100 employees, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I mean, I'm sure every situation's different. But if I've got a business with 100 or more employees, what would you do today? What would be the smartest strategy the smartest advice that you could give a business owner to follow right now?
Well, I'd look into setting up flexible spending accounts for all my employees. That would be the first thing I would do. It's a very cheap way of employees being able to cover any medical related costs that they have. And it's before tax dollars. So for employees, it's a great benefit, and an employer can do it under any circumstances at a very, very small cost. So that would be the first thing I would do.
But what about catastrophic things like big-time hospitalizations or surgeries or cancers or things like that? You probably can't put enough money in a medical spending account to do that, handle that.
No, it's small. This year it's $2,500. But, you know, if you have a catastrophic event, you're going to have other problems in addition to your large health care bills. So the second thing I would do is I would look at the wages of my workforce. I would analyze what portion of them are low-income earners who are close to the poverty line. And if the majority of my workforce were low-income earners, under the Affordable Care Act, there actually is catastrophic protection for those people. Because if something goes wrong, they're eligible for Medicaid, Medi-Cal in California, and they're immediately eligible and they don't have to apply for it. So, and because they'll be injured and their wages are likely to go down for an extended period of time, they'll be taken care of during that time for free to them. So that's why I would look at the benefit for low income wages. I would look at that Medicaid as a safety net. You know, if I had middle class income wage earners for the most part, I would look at the options. I would look at the difference between setting up a health plan or setting up one of these sort of like benefit plans where you give the employee a certain amount of money and they can spend it on benefits as they want. And it's sort of like the new version of the old cafeteria plan. And then I'd let them make their choices. And that's been very successful.
I've not heard anyone talk about that before. That's out of the box information. That sounds like it's cost effective for a lot of business owners.
Mm-hmm. It is. And to be honest with you, for employees, it's cost effective too, because let's say you're married and your wife and you're working for someone and your spouse has coverage at their place of employment. You don't need to have your money spent on insurance coverage. You could use that money for some supplemental coverage that you might want. You know, like health insurance or some other kind of coverage.
Long-term care or disability or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, that's great information. Minda, how do we get in touch with you to get more on this? Because we're just about out of time. What's the best way for people to get on your newsletter list and to be able to contact you to pick your brain about the what's really going on with the Affordable Care Act?
Go to our website, www.affordablehealthcarereview.com. If you put a link up, then they could go through your website and get to us.
That's great. www.affordablehealthcarereview.com. That doesn't get much easier than that, Minda. Good website there. And thank you for your time and your wisdom. I really appreciate you being on the show, and I hope all of our listeners will get in touch with you to be able to make smart choices for themselves and for their employees.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you helping me get the message out.
Yeah, and hopefully as things shake out, you'll come back and be a guest and update us on how things have changed and what's the new way to take advantage of the current strategies.
I would love to. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Minda. And that's Minda Wilson. We're going to take a brief break. We've got a message from one of our sponsors here. So we're going to take about a 3-minute break, and then we'll be back with author Bart Baker. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. His book is entitled What If an Elephant Sits on You? Are You Covered? You're going to want to hear what Bart has to say about that.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of.
Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.